This is Director Laurie Duran with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, welcoming you to the latest episode of Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and resiliency. Join us as we tap into local, national, and world-renowned experts to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to give you a greater perspective on the current trends and challenges facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, we're happy to have you. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, njohsp.gov.
Hello to all our listeners out there, and welcome back to another episode of Intelligence Unclassified, New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness monthly podcast, where we focus on security-related topics that hopefully keep you interested and keep you coming back. My name is Maria Prado. I am Director of Communications with NJOHSP, and today I am joined with Detective Sergeant Joe Sansone from our Ops Bureau. And we're here today to talk about our annual summer campaign, safety campaign, Secure the Shore. And as some of you may know, each summer, millions of tourists and residents flock to the New Jersey shore for the food, the atmosphere, the beaches. And I think, you know, my first lineup of questions here, we want to know, what is it about these shore towns that make them such an attractive target to nefarious actors?
Thank you, Maria. The reason why they're targets is because they're areas of mass gatherings and they're open air environments. And from a security perspective, that's a soft target. As you stated before, millions of people descend upon the coastal region of the state during the summer months. It's a tourism destination. It's historic, iconic value. And, you know, at the same time, these towns, this region, they host amusements, entertainment, concerts, bars and clubs.
And is that, do they increase during these summer months?
Absolutely, exponentially.
Okay. And so that's in and of itself an attractive target then,
just
these mass gatherings. Is there anything else about them that's unique, or is it just primarily because you have so many people?
It's the people, it's the populations.
Okay. We use this moniker, Secure the Shore, but can you break down what exactly that means? What steps are agency taking to help ensure that the public is safe out there?
Okay, well, it's a whole office approach. So it's not just this operations initiative. It's relationships. It's relationships with our law enforcement partners. So OHS&P, we oversee the CTC and MCTC programs.
Now, what does that mean exactly for those of us that may not have a law enforcement
background? I'll get into that. The CTC, that's your county counterterrorism coordinator, and they're housed at the county level, the prosecutor's offices. The MCTC is your municipal counterterrorism coordinator, and that's housed within your local police departments. Okay, so we have relationships through that program with those entities. And then at the state level, we do work with the state police with target hardening efforts. And at your federal level, we work with the FBI through the Joint Terrorism Task Force. But the office also has outreach, also has relationships with the public and private sectors. And they do this primarily through that hometown security seminar, which is, again, a way that we show the citizens of the state and businesses how to better secure themselves.
And that program is run through a separate division here, right?
Yes, it's on the preparedness side of the house. And, you know, as I stated before, it's a whole office approach. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not only operations, now we're getting into preparedness. And then you look at the intelligence aspect of it, too. So, you know, we have a CT watch desk. That's your counterterrorism watch up at the Rock. You know, all your suspicious activity reporting of that SARS system is something that the office oversees. And that CT watch is a receptacle of that reporting. And what they do is they vet those reports. At the same time, you have the analytical piece where analysts are looking at information, at suspicious activity, and they're sharing information with our partners. They're creating products and disseminating that out.
Okay, so there's a lot of moving pieces going on there, and it's pretty much all working to the same end, right?
Yes.
Secure the shore. How many years have we conducted these campaigns, and would you describe them as successful?
We've been doing this program for about 5 years, and it is successful because what we're doing is we're reinforcing the See Something, Say Something program, the identification and reporting of suspicious activity. We're also giving best practices regarding protective measures, how to secure an event, and you have the sharing of information and intelligence. So okay. I do think it's a success.
Can you explain if we've learned anything from past incidents, for instance, the 2016 Seaside Park bombing, where thankfully no one was killed or seriously injured?
Yes, we have learned from that. Somewhere someone stated preparedness equals relationships. So agencies must work together and collaborate and leverage capabilities, when addressing security. So I think we're in a much better spot than we were back in 2016.
Okay. And, one of the questions I had, but you may have already answered to some extent, this isn't a solo venture for us. This takes a lot of different components, a lot of different partners. You'd mentioned that there's the local aspect and the state aspect. Are there any other partners that are included in this? Or maybe you can dive in a little bit about what those private sector partners look like and how they're involved in this process?
Well, again, when I talked about that preparedness side, that hometown security seminar, chambers of commerce are usually focused on. Okay. Because again, that reporting of suspicious activity is so important. And this is where we give resources and information to those groups. And, there's also a cyber piece attached to that too. So when we talk about the businesses, we do have a cyber piece on how better to secure your technology, your network.
That's right, because bad actors don't just strike on the physical side, they also or a strike on the cyber end too.
And we also have the Interfaith Advisory Council.
Okay.
So, that's all things regarding houses of worship. Mm-hmm. So, there's grant opportunity and trainings regarding that, your houses of worship, how they can better secure their facilities and tap into some grant money.
Okay. And so there's probably quite a few houses of worship that are dotting the Jersey Shore that we can also...
Absolutely.
Okay. Take advantage of those relationships. So... Now, are there any new elements you can share about this year's program?
Well, I have to be careful about operational security. I can't divulge too much, but what I will say is that there's you're going to see drone and counter-drone capabilities. So that's a technology that the state, especially the New Jersey State Police, is embracing.
Okay. And I had heard something about these VMS. I think they're video messaging boards that'll
yes.
also be assisting us in the upcoming campaign. Can you tell everybody about that?
Definitely. The office does have signboards, and we'll have those throughout the state, throughout the shore area, the coastal region during the summer months. Just, again, reinforcing the identification of suspicious activity and the reporting of it.
So it's kind of like a reminder, much like you'd see on a highway or, traffic stops and information that basically we're just reminding people, keep your eyes open, stay vigilant, right? That's kind of the intent there.
Exactly.
All right. And so a lot of what we do, it's a good segue, here at OHSP hinges on suspicious activity reporting, which our office oversees for the state of New Jersey. If you could give our listeners out there any pointers to help us out on that mission, what would you tell them?
Sure. The suspicious activity reporting, that's the lifeblood of this office. When you see something, say something. Okay. So again, contact your local police department. If you see something suspicious, especially if it's an imminent threat, go to that NJOHSP website where we have resources regarding the current threat picture, best practices regarding protective measures, information on our cyber piece that I talked about, and indicators to look for when it comes to the identification of suspicious activity. If you have any tips, you can contact NJOHSP at 1-866-4, and then SAFE, SAFENJ. Okay, so again, that's 1-866-4-SAFE-NJ, or you can email at tips, that's T-I-P-S, at njohsp.gov.
But candidly talking here, like, are there anything you would tell me that, hey, you know what, that should raise a red flag for you? Anything you can think of off the top of your head?
Think tactically. Have your head on a swivel. You know, if you're out and about, and especially if you're at a mass gathering or an open air environment like the boardwalk, and there's a lot of people congregating, if something doesn't look right, let's say someone is carrying a bag with them and you see them, put that bag somewhere where it shouldn't be, somewhere suspicious, why is that person putting that bag maybe under a stanchion or under the boardwalk and then walking away? That suspicious activity. Why is that person taking pictures of something? Okay. It's also another indicator of suspicious activity.
And I think it's also really important to note, and we do this a lot on the comm side, that there is not a tip that we receive that doesn't go unchecked. Every single tip that's called in, we investigate. I think that's really important to note for the public, and you can call anonymously too, correct?
And
provide any information that just doesn't feel right. We encourage people to do that. But I think on that note, it's time to close out the episode. I just want to say thank you again for joining us today and for sharing information with the public on the annual campaign. And as always, we just want to remind everybody, as Sergeant Sansone had mentioned, if you do see anything suspicious, make sure to contact your local police or contact our office. And again, I'm gonna hit that number. It's 866-4-SAFE-NJ, or you can email us at tips@njohsp.gov. And if you have a chance, please visit our website, njohsp.gov. There is a lot of information on the 15 signs of suspicious activity, what you can look for. But obviously you gave us a lot of good examples today, so we appreciate that. And just want to say thanks.
Thank you.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website, njohsp.gov. If you'd like to pitch an idea for a future episode, email us at communications@njohsp.gov. Thanks again for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.